Okay, so everybody get into a comfortable position. Start by focusing on your breath at the tip of your nose. Go for refuge in your Tonglen meditation this evening. Go for refuge in the fact that it can work. It can work to purify your world, and it can work to take away the suffering from your object of meditation. See if you can feel some supreme confidence in this fact. Think about someone you know who is suffering, and try to develop a true and pure wish that you could take away their suffering in an ultimate way. Take away their suffering so it never came back again. Even if you don't know how to do that, try to feel that desire. Then picture in front of you a spiritual guide or teacher. See them as perfect, beautiful, happy. Prostrate to them by thinking of two specific good qualities that they have. Think about how nice it would be to have these qualities yourself. Then offer this teacher something of yours. Think of a positive thing you did today and offer the result of that to your teacher. Maybe think of a negative emotion that you've been carrying with you. Give that to them as well. A worry, maybe, or anxiety. Then think of a specific negative thought you had today. Replay that thought in your mind, and knowing what you know about karma and consequences, think of how foolish that thought was, how it will bring you nothing that you want, will only bring you pain or suffering of some kind. And because of your knowledge of karma, of consequences, have the wish that you would not have had that thought. Decide that you will make up for that thought by doing your Tonglen practice this evening. And then develop the conviction that because you've regretted the thought and you've created an antidote, that it's completely gone. It cannot affect your meditation this evening. Then with a purified mind and consciousness, beg the teacher in front of you to please teach you what you need to learn. Please teach you compassion. Please teach you how to develop the qualities that they have that you would like, and beg them to stay near you always. Ask for their blessings of compassion and concentration as we begin our main meditation tonight. At this point, if you're uncomfortable, you can readjust and go back to your breath. Watch it as it goes in and out at the tip of your nose. Then picture a vast, wide expanse of barren land, maybe something like an Arizonan desert. It's hot. It's very hot. See the ground. As you look closer, you see that it's steel. And as the sun beats down, it becomes red hot, glowing with heat. Picture people walking on this hot ground. They're screaming and shouting and running, trying to get away from the heat, but it burns their feet as they run. They have no place to go. They're in pain. They can't get away from the heat. So become the clouds in the sky that cover the blazing sun. Rain on the hot ground. And as you are the rain falling onto the steel ground, it cools. As it cools, people stop running and stop screaming. They calm down as their suffering is abated. Then you become cool, soft silk. You wrap yourself around their naked bodies. Grass begins to grow, soft, cool grass. The people are happy. You become a pavilion a large pavilion. You provide shade and people begin to gather beneath you. And as they are clothed in you and protected from the sun by your pavilion, take the form of a teacher sitting under the pavilion and teach them how to do Tonglen. Teach them how Tonglen works. Teach them why Tonglen works. Then come back to the vision of your teacher, your spiritual guide, and we will do an act of truth here. Say to your teacher that if it is true that I actually have some small hope to do these actions I've just meditated upon, then may it come true. Swear by the power of the meditation that you have just done, that all you've meditated upon will happen. See the spiritual guide smiling at you, proud of you for thinking to do an act of truth, for having the faith in your Tonglen practice. Invite them inside. See them rise up to the level of your top of your head, slowly shrinking to the size of a pea, turning to face the same direction as you face as they come to sit at the top of your head. And then they melt down inside of you, down a hollow tooth placed right in front of your backbone. Feel them melt down to the level of your heart, where you've built them a nice cushion to sit upon. See white light growing from their heart center, spilling out to their body, spilling out to your heart center and filling your body. This white light is the merit from the meditation we've just completed. See it spilling out of the pores of your body onto the streets of New York, and as it hits every being, see them getting exactly what they need. See it giving them exactly what they want. Dedicate the goodness of this meditation you've just completed to the ability of being able to take away others' pain, dedicated to taking away someone specific's pain. And then come back to the room, and as you're ready, you can open your eyes. So does anybody have any questions tonight before we go? Oh, Michael has something to say.